This episode of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. With it, you can easily pronounce any name in the Bible. Just go to easybiblenamesguide.com for all the details. And when you decide to buy, be sure to use discount code AB2, that's lowercase a, lowercase b, numeral 2, for a 20% discount since you're listening to this show. Hi there, welcome to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 463. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track 1 is the Old Testament, track 2 is the New, and each day we alternate those tracks. Shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Our last reading this week will be from the book of Isaiah. We'll read chapters 6 and 7 from the New American Standard Version. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called out to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me." He said, "Go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the hearts of this people insensitive, their ears dull, and their eyes dim. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed." Then I said, "Lord, how long?" And he answered, "Until cities are devastated and without inhabitant, houses are without people, and the land is utterly desolate. The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. Yet there will be a tenth portion in it, and it will again be subject to burning, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump." Isaiah chapter 7. Now it came about in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, the son of Uzzah, the son of Judah, that Rezin, the king of Aram, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but could not conquer it. When it was reported to the house of David, saying, "The Arameans have camped in Ephraim," his heart and the hearts of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake with the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shear Jashub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool, on the highway to the fuller's field, and say to him, 'Take care and be calm. Have no fear, and do not be faint-hearted because of these 2 stubs of smoldering firebrands, on account of the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram and the son of Remaliah. Because Aram, with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah, has planned evil against you, saying, "Let us go up against Judah and terrorize it, and make for ourselves a breach in its walls, and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it." Thus says the Lord God, "It shall not stand, nor shall it come to pass. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Now within another 65 years Ephraim will be shattered, so that it is no longer a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you will not believe, you surely shall not last." Then the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Make it deep as Sheol, or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. Then he said, Listen now, O house of David. Is it too slight a thing for you to try the patience of men, that you will try the patience of my God as well? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey at the time he knows enough to refuse evil and choose good. For before the boy will know enough to refuse evil and choose good, the land whose two kings you dread will be forsaken. The Lord will bring on you, on your people, and on your father's house such days as have never come since the day that Ephraim separated from Judah, the king of Assyria. In that day the Lord will whistle for the fly that is in the remotest part of the rivers of Egypt, and for the bee that is in the land of Assyria. They will all come and settle on the steep ravines, on the ledges of the cliffs, on all the thorn bushes, and on all the watering places. In that day the Lord will shave with a razor hired from regions beyond the Euphrates, that is, with the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the legs, and it will also remove the beard. Now in that day a man may keep alive a heifer and a pair of sheep, and because of the abundance of the milk produced, he will eat curds, for everyone that is left within the land will eat curds and honey. And it will come about in that day that every place where there used to be 1,000 vines, valued at 1,000 shekels of silver, will become briars and thorns. People will come there with bows and arrows, because all the land will be briars and thorns. As for all the hills which used to be cultivated with the hoe, you will not go there for fear of briars and thorns, but they will become a place for pasturing oxen and for sheep to trample. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Chapter 6 begins with the words, In the year of King Uzziah's death. You know, it's interesting how our memories work, isn't it? Momentous events cement themselves into our consciousness in such a way that we never forget them. I'm old enough to remember where I was and how I learned about the assassination of President Kennedy. And if you're not as old as I am, maybe you remember where you were when John Lennon was murdered, or the 9/11 attacks. One thing I know is that there are most likely a few events in your life that you will always remember where you were when it happened. Well, here in chapter 6, Isaiah pins what he is about to tell us to a momentous event, the year King Uzziah died. So what happened in Isaiah's life that is pinned to this event? He had an incredible vision of the Lord in heaven, and he tells us quite a few of the details of this vision. It is a glorious vision, isn't it? Something to note here is that when God was preparing Abraham, Moses, Ezekiel, and John for great things, he gave them visions of the glories of heaven as well. I think that God did this to positively cement in their consciousness the reality of what God was calling them to do. Can you imagine when God speaks to you and gives you this kind of vision, ever forgetting it? Can you imagine ignoring it? I certainly can't. It was nearly 13 years ago that God woke me up in the middle of the desert at 2:30 in the morning to call me to start the LifeSpring podcasts. Now, my experience was nothing as glorious as what is recorded here in Isaiah, but I remember it like it was yesterday. And to be honest, that experience with God in the desert is what keeps me producing this podcast. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is what He has called me to do. Well, this vision that Isaiah had was much more than my experience, of course. The plan God had for Isaiah was big. Keep listening as we work our way through the book. Have a great weekend, and over the weekend, take a look over at support.lifespringmedia.com and see if the value for value idea makes sense to you. I'd be very thankful if you did. And speaking of value for value support, thank you to my friendly editor. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.